It's Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. This is the Affordable Care Act's third open enrollment season, and Obama administration officials expect at least 1 million more people will enroll by the end of next year. The increase in the country's insured population has resulted in major growth in one profession in particular, the physician assistant. This year, Duke University is celebrating the 50th anniversary of its physician assistant program, the oldest in the country. Leonita Inge reports.
There was a big demand for doctors in the 1940s and 50s. In fact, in 1959, the U.S. Surgeon General declared a national shortage of medical personnel. The American Academy of Physician Assistants tells the rest of the story in this video.
But by the 1960s, a solution comes marching home. Highly skilled medics and corpsmen returning from war looking for work.
Dr. Harvey Estes is a retired professor and chair of the Department of Community and Family Medicine at Duke University.
The physician assistant program had been bubbling up in the background for probably some 8 or 10 years before it actually came to us.
Estes is now 90 years old. He oversaw the physician assistant program, also known as the PA program. And he remembers in 1965 when four students, all former Navy corpsmen, made up the first PA class at Duke for this fast-track medical training.
They were known to us and finding that they had a solution to their problem, and it was also a solution to our problem, was a sort of natural evolution.
Esty says others followed them into the program. And then he says a licensed practical nurse at Duke began to pester her supervisors for a shot at becoming a physician assistant. In 1970, Joyce Nichols became the first woman in the country to be formally educated as a PA and the first African-American woman.
And she eventually, through her own efforts, pushed her way in. And she did very well, and so she became the prototype.
When Nichols graduated, Estes helped her raise money to open one of the first rural clinics in America to be staffed predominantly by a physician assistant. Here is Nichols in a 1973 documentary film showcasing her work in North Durham. It's called What You're Going to Do, Going Back.
How are you doing, Miss Ruth? Well, I'm going to check your blood pressure while I'm here to see how you're doing, okay?
Well, all right.
You know, you see Joyce Nichols here, and then you can see that, a couple more folks.
Karen Hills is the program director of the Physician Assistant Program at Duke. She walks me along a wall of class photographs of PA graduates in this spacious building on Duke Street near downtown Durham. Hill says in 50 years, they have gone from 4 students in the first class to approximately 90 students per class.
Where people who are interested in medicine can have a 2-year investment in their education and then can be out actually practicing medicine, taking care of patients, and earning a nice income.
You see, Forbes magazine named the physician assistant the number one most promising job of 2015. The Affordable Care Act has sparked the need for more primary care generalists. PAs can practice medicine under the supervision of a physician. They can examine patients, diagnose illnesses, and provide treatment, a job that can earn a 6-figure salary. Hill says many people are re-careering into the field.
So people have been certified nursing assistants, they might be physical therapy aides, they might be physical therapists, they might be nurses, they might be EMTs or paramedics. We also have, going to our military roots, we have folks who were Navy corpsmen or Special Forces medics.
Many small community health clinics rely on physician assistants to provide the bulk of patients' care. Leona Doner heads Shepherd's Care Medical Clinic in Zebulon. Doner says she has one physician assistant at her clinic right now, and it's Maria Del Valle Torres.
She's an asset as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I don't know what I'd do without her.
Valle Torres graduated from Duke's PA program in 2009. She volunteers her time at Shepherd's Care, mostly caring for Spanish-speaking patients.
Porque yo tengo un como ataques de ansiedad. A veces me siento mal.
She suffers from anxiety and she feels unwell, but she doesn't know why. So that causes more anxiety to her.
Valle Torres says being a physician assistant is a second career. She worked for years in scientific research and as a medical translator in South America. Valle Torres says she decided she needed to become a provider.
When I started working here, it was quite a wake-up call to realize how many people were out of medical care or had never had continuity of care or a medical home. And I know you saw our new patient today and she got emotional. She was emotional because it is a big deal for our patients to be able to call this clinic their medical home.
Valle Torres says her PA degree has changed her life forever and hopefully that of her patients. There are close to 200 physician assistant programs across the country and about 75 more under consideration. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.